And Deuteronomy is Moses giving Israel a lot of final exhortations, but also final warnings as they go in. And tonight's is especially poignant, if you will, because it's a warning about when things are good. We don't usually hear this type of warning, do we? Usually we hear about when things are not going good. But tonight's warning is the opposite. It's when you get in there and things are going really good, let me give you a warning. So that's what our topic is tonight. Beginning in verse 7 of Deuteronomy 8, he says, "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware, lest thou forget not, that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do all at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." So our title tonight is Forget Not the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We've learned so much from Israel's experience, and may we continue to do so tonight. And picture ourselves, Lord, as standing on this side of Jordan, about ready to enter the victorious Christian life. May we take heed to your beware tonight and make sure, Lord, that you're always first. So we pray that you would do a work in our lives through your powerful and precious word tonight and be glorified. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So God says, I'm about to bring you, as it says there in verse 7, into a good land. Amen. You're about to go into a good land. You've been waiting a long time, centuries, to finally get the land that I promised you way back with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. You're finally about to go in. It's a good land. It's so good that everything will be good. The wheat, the barley, the vines, the fig trees, the pomegranates, everything. It will all be amazing. But verse 10, when you are full. Amen. When you're full, when you finally defeat all the cities and you settle down in your different sections that I've allocated to you, and things are going really good, everything is putting out fruit like it should, and you plant wheat and barley, and it brings forth enough for everyone to have bread and food. When it all is good, when you're full, then, verse 10, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. You know, in the scriptures, we're commanded to always be content, amen, but never comfortable. Those are two different things, aren't they? We're always commanded to be content with whatsoever he gives us, but we're never commanded to be comfortable with where we are in our walk with Jesus Christ. We're never there, are we? And this is the problem. God knows us. He knows that when things are going well, those are the times when we're more tempted to back off and, as we'll see, let pride creep in. So this is a huge, it's the second beware in the scriptures. The first one was the same warning. We can look at it quickly, Deuteronomy 6:12. Deuteronomy 6:12 is the first time that God used the word beware in the Bible. And let's see what that word was, what the warning was. Deuteronomy 6:12. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord. So there's the first beware of the Bible. Here he's repeating it in Deuteronomy 8:11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. In what? Not obeying, right? Keeping commandments, judgments, statutes, which I command thee this day. And yet, what did they do? Go to Psalm 106. Psalm 106 is a great psalm to just sit and read sometimes. It's kind of like God's summary of Israel's history, all wrapped up in a beautiful psalm. And in verse 21 of Psalm 106, the Bible says, they forget God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. So the very thing that God warned them about, they did. They forgot God. He says, beware. Beware when you're full. Beware when things are going good that you don't forget God. Amen? We are selfish. We talked about that this morning. We're self-centered. Proverbs 30, verse 9, Solomon made a similar statement. Let's turn there quickly. Solomon, of course, had all this wisdom from God. And in his next to final chapter here in Proverbs chapter 30, down in verse 9, lest I be full and deny thee. Lest things are going good and I be full and I deny thee and say, who is the Lord? So even Solomon recognized that we would have that tendency. Amen. To forget God when things are going good. And that's the beware, a very unique beware, isn't it? Beware lest thou forget God. And God promises all through this book. We talked about this last week. The theme of Deuteronomy is obedience. Obey and keep. We saw it shows up over 50 times in Deuteronomy. That's the theme of the book. Obey God's commands. Even in this passage, he says it over and over again. Obey, obey, obey. Amen? But he says that we're going to have a tendency, let's go back to it, Deuteronomy 8, to instead allow pride to creep in and forget who made it possible for us to be full. And that's always God. Verse 13. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, all that thou hast is multiplied. When everything is multiplied, everything is going amazing. Your food, your wealth, all of it. Verse 14, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Then he reminds them, verse 14, and thou forget the Lord, which what? I brought you out of Egypt. I led you through the wilderness. There were fiery serpents. There were scorpions. There was drought. There were times when there was no water to drink, and I miraculously gave you water out of a rock. I gave you manna from heaven. But he says, if your heart be lifted up, verse 17, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. We all know the devil's number one sin was pride. And pride always tries to creep in. The devil always tries to slip it in there. Go to 1 Corinthians 4:7, if you would, quickly. And this is part of the warning, is when you get full, don't forget God. Don't allow pride to creep in and say, well, it's because of what I've done that I'm full. It's because I've been an amazing person that God has blessed me so much. That's exactly where the devil wants you to be. 1 Corinthians 4:7, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Every blessing we have came from God. Everything comes from God, which is, the Bible says, whether they're for you to drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God, because He provides everything. He's saying, when you get into the promised land and I just multiply everything and your table's full and your family's full and everything's going amazing, don't forget me. Don't forget me. Don't say my power, verse 17 of Deuteronomy 8, my power, the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. And then verse 18, good memory verse, by the way. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. God blesses some more than others. He knows who can handle it. But when we do get wealth, when He does bless, who gets the glory? Only God. Amen? It's He that gives us the power to get wealth. He owns everything. We own nothing. But our tendency is to say, look, look what I've done. I'm wealthy because I'm amazing. And if we aren't wealthy because we're amazing, we're wealthy because God is good and He's chosen. It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. He's saying, you guys are going to, it's going to be so good. Now, it didn't happen as much as He promised because Israel started disobeying so early in their interest of the promised land. But He did bless. And they did exactly what He told them not to do. They forgot God. And verse 19 is one of the keys of Deuteronomy 8. And it shall be. So here's the actual beware. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. You've been waiting for this land for centuries. You're finally going in under Joshua. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to help you take and defeat all these cities. I've already laid out who gets what piece of the land. It's all yours. But if you get in there and when things are good, you forget me, then I'm going to have to come in and punish you, which is exactly what happened, isn't it? And then they had to be kicked back out of their own land. And they still have not gotten it back, have they? They will someday, but they haven't gotten it back yet. So if, like he says here, we start taking credit for what God has done in our life, aren't we really worshiping self? When we get comfortable with sin, we've forgotten God in our walk, haven't we? When we get comfortable with a weak prayer life, when we get comfortable with neglecting the Word of God, which is exactly what happened to Israel, they got comfortable when they got into the promised land and God started blessing. When we get comfortable with never witnessing to anyone, not going to church, the list goes on and on, it means that it's happened to us too. That we have begun to forget God. And He always brings us back to the same exhortation, verse 20, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face. In other words, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to do it. Nation by nation, city by city, I'm going to help you defeat. So shall ye perish. Why? Because you would not be, what? Obedient. It always comes down to obedience, doesn't it? If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. 1 John 5:3. The other one was John 14:15. It always comes down to obedience. Again, that's the theme of the book and the theme of this passage. But the beware is quite unique. Beware that you don't get comfortable. Beware that you don't start thinking that you're blessed because of you. That you're blessed because you're amazing or because you've done something. Everything that's happened is because God chose to bless you. Thou shalt remember, he says. That's the alternative, verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. It's He that provides all these crops. It's He that's going to provide all this fruit. It's He that's going to provide all these animals. It's He that's going to provide blessings upon your family. But when it happens, beware. Beware lest what? Verse 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord. Don't forget God. It's amazing how sinful we are, isn't it? Really, when you think about it. I mean, when trials come, sometimes we turn our back on God. And when good times come, sometimes we turn our back on God. And Moses obviously knows because God is speaking through him. This is a make or break for you guys. You're about to go in. You've been waiting, waiting. You had to wait another 40 years. And this generation got to grow up. Whatever you do, don't forget me, God says. And whatever you do, be obedient. Amen? Obey my commands. My commands will protect you when you get into the promised land. Obey. And whatever you do, do not forget the Lord. So it's a good exhortation for all of us, isn't it? A good warning. And you're always in different stages of trials. We're always in different stages in our lives. And God blesses how God chooses to bless. It's He that giveth thee power to get wealth. But when He pours it on, which is amazing if you think about it, but sometimes when He pours it on, that's when we're more tempted to just back off and get more comfortable in sin. Because, well, things are going good. So I don't really need to pray. I don't really need to be in the Word. That's when we need it the most, isn't it? Because pride is kicking in. So He says, beware, there in verse 11, that's our key tonight, that thou forget not the Lord thy God. In not, what? Keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. First, beware of the Scriptures. Deuteronomy 6:12, beware lest thou forget the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:12. So it makes it an important beware, doesn't it? First mention principle. Beware, forget not the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we love You and we just thank You for this warning tonight and pray that we'll take heed that when things are going well from an earthly point of view, that we'll be careful to only give You the glory, to only acknowledge You as the provider, the one that makes it possible for us to have the blessings, and not let the devil tempt us to back away and to get comfortable with sin, comfortable with neglecting You. Lord, help us to keep this in mind, that we're here to glorify You, we're here to serve You, we're here to honor You in all that we do. So thank You so much for speaking to us and for Your precious and powerful word.